Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Well, good evening out there. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever you're listening in from. For our listeners in Japan, Sweden, Canada, and many, many other places out there, this is Find It Out Friday, and this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that gets you to your goals with educators, teachers, information, workshops. We will get you there. We'd like to say this evening, we have a very, very special person to come on, and our title today is Seek. Uh-huh. Where did that come from? Seek and understand. Listen closely. Pay attention. Follow your youth. Get as much information as education that you can and decide properly. And we have a gentleman that's going to be with us today that's going to help you reach your goals. I'm going to say this. No matter what the circumstances, you should never concede defeat. Never conclude that you wretch a dead end. That everything is finished. You possess a glorious future. And precisely because of that, you must persevere and study. Life is eternal. We need to focus on the two existences of the present and the future and not get caught up in the past. We must always have the spirit to begin anew from this moment, to initiate new struggles each day. And that's from one of my favorite mentors, Daisaku Ikeda, who gives you the direction to take the roadmap to get the job done out there. We have Mr. Hans Johnson coming on with us today. And Hans is the president of the East Area Progressive Democratic Club, the largest club in California. And one thing about the EAPD, okay, if you want to get the job done, if you want to have everything right, this is the organization that right versus the wrong. And the EAPD is an organization to seek it out and never give up until it's done and corrected. I just want to play you a little bit of this, and then we're going to bring Hans Johnson on. Just listen very, very closely.
Thank you.
Did you hear that? Keep running, because the winner don't quit on themselves. And we have Mr. Hans Johnson, the president of the EAPD, to guide you, direct you, to make sure that you listen closely, pay attention, follow your own you, and get as much information as education that you can to properly decide for yourself. Hans Johnson, welcome in, welcome in, welcome in.
Great to be back with you, Linda. It's great to be here during LGBT Pride Month, getting this incredible annual celebration off to a strong start. We have lots of news to recap. We've got lots going on in and around Los Angeles in particular, where the issue is at the top of the fold and at the top of the community's agenda. And I'm just very glad to be back with you to celebrate this LGBT Pride Month when so much is going on, including the news in just the last 24 hours about the second indictment of the former president for some terrible mistreatment of our nation's secrets, and finally some overdue accountability being brought to bear on those misdeeds. But we've got a lot to talk about specifically to LGBT Pride tonight too.
Great. Give it to us. We're so glad you took out the time. You're busy, busy out there. Anytime I can get you, I grab you. So welcome in. Tell us what we need to know.
Well, I'm just glad to be here because this has been a week of tremendous news and tremendous activity, even in celebration and in protection of hard-won gains for LGBTQ recognition. In Los Angeles alone, we had two major dust-ups over efforts to fairly portray and factually discuss LGBT people in both school settings and another episode involving progress at the County Board of Supervisors for a new LGBT Pride Commission. But all of that takes place against a backdrop that in some ways was reshaped by a landmark victory that the LGBTQ community, led by our club in the forefront of the pushback against the Los Angeles Dodgers for canceling an invitation to recognize the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence during LGBT Pride Night, taking place 1 week from today on the 16th of June at Dodger Stadium. In May, the team had rescinded an invitation to the sisters as one of the community honorees for this year's LGBT Pride Night. And that set off a firestorm of opposition and recrimination for the Dodgers' lack of understanding about the sisters' longstanding charitable work and the value and the esteem that they held in and beyond the LGBTQ community in and around Los Angeles. And that pushback resulted in the Dodgers 5 days later apologizing in very humble and gracious fashion for their mistake and for the action which they conceded was out of prejudice and lack of awareness following a right-wing outcry that had been directed at Major League Baseball and at the team, and that they acknowledged they had not done their homework. And they did an about-face, and the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, to their great credit, accepted the apology and agreed to take their place at the stadium for Pride Night. It was a really important symbolic victory because it showed that a high-profile institution, having made a mistake under right-wing pressure, could backtrack and could take the time to recognize the error that they had made and the lasting impact that that act of exclusion could inflict on them, their image, and the entire relationship with not just LGBT people, but the millions of people in and around Los Angeles and Southern California who care about and love and embrace LGBT people unconditionally. It was a great victory. And there are many local elected officials led by Supervisor Lindsay Horvath, whom our club members had endorsed and who won a hotly contested election for supervisor just last fall in a runoff election with another Democrat who was not as concerned and certainly not as outspoken and had no longstanding relationship of solidarity and trust with the LGBT community the way that Lindsay Horvath did. So it was a really great victory, and it showed the value of having very well-schooled and very bold allies in elected office who are ready to stand up and really blow the whistle on homophobia and ostracism when it rears its ugly head. And in that way, it set a good precedent for some of the other battles that we've had just in the last week over LGBT pride and LGBTQ acceptance in school settings here in and around Los Angeles.
Well, I tell you what, if EAPD had anything to do with it, it was going to get cleaned up. I was looking at that fiasco that was happening out in Glendale. I think it was the Glendale, but I knew that you were on my mind. I said, that's not going to work, because if that EAPD is sniffing up, you're getting ready to straighten it out. Okay, that's just what you're about, Hans, and I'm so glad that, you know, that they did resend that dodgy information. I was watching that, too, and you're absolutely correct. Do your homework before you get out there and open up your mouth and know what you're talking about. Hans. What are we going to do?
Well, you know, I have a lot of company. I am very grateful for the hundreds of people in the community who came out this last Tuesday at the school board meeting in Glendale. But I'm also very grateful for the people who came out last Friday to support accurate teaching and a first-of-its-kind recognition of diversity of families that took place before the end of the school year at an elementary school up in the San Fernando Valley at Satakoi Elementary. And Jackie Goldberg, a member of our club, read to students at that assembly while a furor ginned up by deluded anti-gay protesters outside created a real melee and a scene of some disorder that unfortunately some of the local police did not do their part to quell or to keep unruly anti-LGBT protesters away from those showing up to support the school's activity in support of student and family diversity. That was not a good scene, and unfortunately, I think there's going to be some fallout because of the police actions regarding the failure to keep separation and to keep and preserve peace as much as possible at that elementary school. But it got even worse just 4 days later in Glendale. Outside the school board meeting, you had a chronic bad actor, a candidate who was rejected roundly by the voters in Glendale last year, named Jordan Henry, who ginned up a whole tirade of some people from outside Glendale, primarily coming in to disrupt the school board meeting. But thanks to some very good organizing, many Glendale parents and residents who support LGBT rights were the first to get in and get seats in the meeting room. So that was a much friendlier environment than what happened outside. And the antics that ensued, actually trying to create a setting of disorder and to set the groundwork for violence and pushing and shoving, which ensued, I think rightly scared a lot of people who saw the reports about that. To their credit, the school board persevered, and a unanimous vote declared their support for recognition of Pride Month, and the city council of Glendale followed suit. But what questions now come out of this really have to do with the opportunism of that candidate, that former failed candidate, and his efforts to try to use a political campaign as a stage for essentially sowing hatred and using his candidacy to hate monger and fear monger about LGBTQ people. And I think Glendalians are going to reject that yet again. And there are a lot of questions about even his compliance with the law and some of the fundraising that he did around his campaign last year. One thing that our club was able to point out and to shine a light on is that he took a campaign contribution from the Glendale Police Officers Association for his campaign last year for council. And it really raises some striking questions about whether the police officers who are now being tasked with addressing the disorder that he attended and sought to gin up at the school board meeting or outside the school board meeting are now really revealed as being complicit in this campaign of hate mongering. They donated to his campaign last year, and here they are now having to try to do crowd control when he and the mob that he invites from outside Glendale primarily to come and stage a to stage fisticuffs and a melee outside the school board. That's the drastic situation that Glendale police find themselves in. I think it really raises some questions about the role that police groups are having in political campaigns and the kinds of candidates antithetical to the public interest and even to public safety that they may be donating to.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm listening. I hear you, but it, like, again, if something is incorrect out there, and when it's time with the right versus the wrong, the EAPD is the organization to seek it out and never give up until the wrong is corrected. I'm so proud to be a part of EAPD, even though I can't get out to the meetings because of the conflict, but you know everything that my ears are listening to. If it's something that's incorrect, I know that you're already on it. I know that it's already being discussed. I know that that wrong is getting ready to get righted, if that's a word, okay? With you behind.
Well, we are proud to be getting back to meeting in person also. And we have a hybrid meeting scheduled again for June the 28th. It's going to be our second hybrid meeting. We've shifted to Wednesday nights, the fourth Wednesday of the month. We invite all members and those interested in joining to come out and see democracy in action at the grassroots level on Wednesday, June 28th. And we are already shifting into gear to consider candidates for the 2024 election cycle. That primary is going to be upon us before we know it in March 5th of 2024. Lots of very consequential elections and open seats before us. And I just encourage everyone who wants to have a voice in grassroots democracy and in the work of our club to guide informed and progressive, inclusive, representative candidates who are really good leaders on behalf of our values and for our communities to come out and have a say and to evaluate candidates and have a vote in deciding whom our club will officially support or not in the course of this election taking shape, the very important presidential primary of March 5th, 2024. It's a long way off, but that process starts now.
It does start now. So I'm listening, and you know I need to speak with you. Do you think I need to pull out my suit and my pearls? What do you think?
I think it would be wonderful to have you come out, because I think not only would people be happy to see you, but I think I'd be happy to see you, and I think you'd be a great addition to the gathering there and add your own perspective to whatever debate we are set to have.
Yes, I got, you know, before in 2019 I was there, but I didn't have any facts, okay? But now I've been doing some fact-finding and some experiencing, and I'll speak with you on that. So I said, let's see, would it be the Navy suit or would it be the Browns? Remember, I told you I had four suits over here waiting, okay, because anytime someone is up around you and there's something that speaking of democracy and you get a hold to them, you settle your teeth in like a pit bull. That's how we met. But like I said, 2019, you had me on that ballot. I didn't have a lot of facts, but I have gathered some now. So I'll talk to you about that and see what should be done about that, because I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready.
I look forward to it. I look forward to it. And, you know, you have an open assembly seat coming in your district, which is a very important opportunity to change the direction of representation for your own assembly district 54, and that is a contest that's going to be on our endorsement ballot coming up this summer as we look at the open assembly seats in District 54 and in District 52 and in District 44 and in District 41. We have four assembly districts in our area that are open in this next election, and it's a really important opportunity to bring fresh, well-trained, progressive candidates from diverse backgrounds forward for consideration in the club and for endorsement in these four open assembly seats.
Okay, I hear you. I'm listening. Seems like those spots will open up. Like I said, I got the pearl and the gray suit ready, or the navy blue, or whichever one is going to work to get out there. But the most important thing is I've gathered facts. And through being affiliated with you and listening and growing and exercising my muscles, you know, maybe they need to hear from me. Okay, maybe it's time again. So let's talk about it. Okay, I'm District 54. They changed that around. So we stretch from where? Where does we cover what areas? We're widespread.
Very good question. So District 54 roughly overlaps with what was District 53, but it does have some new contours. It stretches up to the north of Santa Monica Boulevard over in East Hollywood, down through Koreatown, and across downtown L.A. into Boyle Heights, and then into Montebello. And much of Montebello is now taken up into the new 54th district. So it has sort of a two barbells, one on the east with most of Montebello and stretching across much of downtown and Huntington Park into Koreatown and that stretch of East Hollywood, just north of Koreatown. That's the new 54th, and like our like the 52nd district, in which EAPD has so much density in northeast Los Angeles, South Glendale, East LA, 54th district adjacent to it in downtown, and those parts just mentioned is another open seat. So it's there's a lot going on in this primary election. It's also when we're going to elect seven members of the County Democratic Central Committee from each district. So this is a great opportunity for you and other people to step forward to have that four-year seat as a voice in the party at the county level, weighing in on all of those endorsements for school board, city council, county supervisor, and mayor. And speaking of mayor, it's worth just noting many people around the country got a great reintroduction to our mayor, Karen Bass, this week on the PBS NewsHour. She did a stellar interview about her work to make progress in fighting homelessness and to get Angelenos living on the street and on exposed or in cars or RVs or in tents into safe housing. It was a great interview in which she discussed some of the concrete details of what the county or what the city is doing to get thousands of Angelenos housed and how mm-hmm. it's breaking through the myth that people living on the streets or in vehicles don't want a safe home, including a room they can call their own with a door that they can close and a home that they can come back to. The city's buying all kinds of hotels and motels and putting hundreds of people each week into temporary and, in some cases, permanent housing. And this interview that Karen Bass gave was really, I think, a kind that gives people hope that it really does matter to have a mayor focused on solving problems for the city, not looking on the next race, not trying to run for something else, not zipping right. around the country while trying to do a photo op here and there to make it look like right. she's still doing the job. She's on the job all the time. Yeah. And I think this was a great manifestation of the change that we made in electing her. And I think it's a good reminder about what a difference it makes to have someone who can bring people together, be confident, and also be clear about what the mission is.
I like that, confident and clear. Yes, yes. And that's exactly what she does. Well, Ms. Johnson, you know, my head is spinning over here. You know, you'll be hearing from me. You know, we'll be talking, and you set me up on that path, whichever way you think it'll work, and let's talk about it because I'm ready.
I look forward to it, Linda, and I hope to see you and other Democrats in our greater East area on the 28th of June. We'll get more information up and out about that meeting. And it's a very exciting time to plug in and to get engaged. We got a lot of different initiatives going on, a lot of accountability that we are exerting, and it's making mm-hmm. a lot of difference. It's also just worth yeah. noting that we had a victory at the Board of Supervisors this week, establishing what? The first county commission on LGBT rights. Even as okay. Orange County was banning pride flags, LA County is flying the progressive pride flag at county buildings and takes this big step forward of a countywide LGBTQ advisory commission. Just yeah. a really important new channel of representation and accountability, and really being able to shine a light on problems that come up instead of having it all to go through the 5-member Board of Supervisors with their already demanding tasks of oversight and decision making.
Okay, I'm excited over here. I got a big smile on my face. That's why we bring you on. We have to get educated. We need information. We need things that we have to think about, you know, to go into it. And I just love it because I am connected and affiliated with you, Hans Johnson. You have no idea. I say, don't let him get a hold to you because he won't let you go. You started all of this. How can I put it? You know, as we mentioned before, you know, my parents always told me, oh, they coming after you, Linda, because you don't mind and you'll tell somebody what's on your mind and it's in your blood. You can't run from it. So all the running that I was doing, I ran into the brick wall, Hans Johnson. And the next thing I knew, I was on that ballot with that. It was like an interesting time for me. You know, because I could no longer run from it. So the voice does the work. The voice does the work. And if we're going to sit and sit silently, we have no business of being here. We cannot have any fears. We have to keep ourselves adventurous and release all of those fears. But it's all about the people. I know people on both sides, and I said it has nothing to do with the party as long as they're for the people. Okay, they must be for the people, the right, yeah. and get into that right versus wrong. So I'm learning how not to do that dance so quickly. You know, as we mature, we learn how to take another breath before you speak, because you know with me, what comes up comes out, okay? But since the pandemic, I you have to have a little empathy because we're all going through it out here. So some people can't take that strong definite, okay, but I'm strong and definite, and it's been through your help and your support and stuff. So we're going to talk, and just let's talk about this. I like the Central County. I like all that stuff because I like to be in that soup pot, you know. I like to bring the beat to the soup, you know.
That's good. Well, it's not all in the past. There may be an opportunity to come forward yet again. So put that gray suit on or whatever suit you so choose, and know that there's a place at the table for your voice in our club, certainly, and in our county party as well, perhaps, if you're ready to take that step again.
Yeah. Well, you know, how are you going to get out there to reach Destination Billy if you don't put the left foot in front of the right? So let's go for it. We'll talk about it. This is getting exciting.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be with you again tonight, Linda, and I look forward to coming back and talking about more updates and some of the other fights that we're waging here in L.A. County and beyond.
Thank you, Hans Johnson, president of the EAPD. That's the East Area Progressive Democratic Club, the largest club, the mightiest club, the strongest club, the club that has nothing but integrity, honesty, and to get the job done. Hans, I love you. Thank you. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you, Linda.
All right. That was Hans Johnson.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have good judgment. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy,
I'm
That's right. Keep your head up. You know, segment number one, we had the pleasure of having Hans Johnson, president of the East Area Progressive Democrats, on with us. And then segment number two, we got Tiffany with an I see it. I change it. I complete it. That's coming on and giving us some information here so that we can let you know what we found out on Friday. I want you to go back and listen to the first portion of the show, because Hans was giving us some very, very vital information, letting us know when to get started, what's coming up. And also for June 28th, they're opening up their club, you know, for new membership. It is a dynamic club. We don't deal with the party. The party is not of importance. It's all about the people, the right versus the wrong, no matter who's doing it. And the EAPD is the organization to speak out, because they never give up until it is done and corrected properly. So that was section number one. Now here we have with Tiffany with an eye. Tiffany, welcome in. I know you're busy. Thank you. Thank you for coming in and caring and sharing with us. What did you find out on Friday, Tiffany?
Well, let me say thank you very much for having me, of course. And Friday has been a very interesting day. But I did find out that, you know, as I work with organizations, you know, that really do what they say. CUC is one of them, and I work with a couple others. And I will say that financial literacy is very important on all levels, you know, and it's better to teach children at an early age about financial literacy than, let's say, when they become adults. Because when you become an adult, it's a little harder. It's not harder to digest, but you're now learning, you're trying to get rid of old habits and learn new habits. And it can be very vulnerable, you know, it's a very vulnerable position to be in sometimes, because you don't like sharing some of those things with other people. And it's okay, but, you know, I have gone through recently a process where I had to share something, because I forget what I was getting, some contract, doing something, and I had to share some information, which was, you know, made me a little bit vulnerable. It was good, but it wasn't bad. But still, when you talk about finances on any level, everybody, you either cringe or you're open, you know. And I guess in today's world, it's just, you know, everybody is probably more comfortable because it's all over the place, you know. You see all kinds of commercials discussing, you know, financial literacy, from, you know, anything about, you know, building a credit or, you know, money, anything. So, but I found out that there's some very good programs out there, and that there's still some very good organizations that are really trying to help people and help the youth and help adults, and trying to get important information out there in the community. And, you know, because, you know, whether you believe in God, whether you chant, whether you whatever you do, you have to understand that knowledge is a very important tool.
Yes, it is.
You know, they say in scripturally speaking, you know, not you, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So once you understand something and you have knowledge of it, you're not afraid of it anymore.
No.
It takes the fear away from handling it. So once you gain the knowledge, now you're like, oh, okay, got it. Now I understand where I am, and I'm going to make the necessary changes. And, you know, as we talk about evolving and really being your best self on this show, I think that kind of falls in line, understanding, you know, how to be your best self through your financial independence. You know, we talk about the, you know, Stephanie talks about being your best self and how to take care of yourself, how to, you know, take care of your body through the crystals, the chakras and everything. You have, and you know, you have the life coach, the Dr. Bird, that comes on, and she talks about things that, you know, take care of you. Well, that's another aspect of taking care of you. And just, you know,
in
days of old, it's been like, oh, it's taboo. You never wanted to mention. You wouldn't say anything about it. But now it's just a different time. Everybody's more open. And we should, you know, be open to seek the knowledge about other things to make us more powerful. And, you know, we talked about greatness, and that's also, we can add greatness to that. Like, step into your greatness, have the knowledge of who you are. And it's not, none of this is bad. People might make you think that it's bad, but it's not. And it's all your perception and your mindset. So
it's all about mindset. We talk about changing that mindset. Like we always say, you know, people, we're in the habit of saying, but I can't. I change that can into I won't. And see, that puts a different spin on it. So why won't I? Okay, because I'm setting priorities. I've been that road. I've been, it's not that I can, it's just I won't. Okay, we're not going in that direction. And you hit on a point, Tiffany, with the night when you said, you know, release those fears. You have to do adventurous things, okay? And learning about finances. You and I both came from the financial world. We know about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and all of that other stuff. We know about that. So when we hear these things, okay, or when these things are happening, it's something that either will catch our ear or we'll push it to the side because we know what it's really, really all about. But the financial literacy to learn how to set up a bank account, to learn, I learned as a child. I think I mentioned it to Stephanie when my grandfather would bring his check home. He would put me in a chair, and they put me in a chair so I could cash his check. He said, I want you to always be used to money, okay? But from that training, and I was a young girl when I got in high school, the same store that I used to cash my granddaddy's checks in, I got a job there as a cashier. Because they knew I knew that money. You understand? And they didn't have to. So each thing leads out into another thing or to set up. When we talk about going into the digital, we share a lot of things. Things are changing. They're not going to be done like they were done 30 years ago. But if you have the foundation and you have the basics, you can move with it. You can dance with it because you understand the concept. It's all about the concept out there, you know, dealing with the money. So I am so glad that, you know, you're bringing this up about the financial literacy, and it definitely should start at a young age. Now, sometimes as we grow older, we get stupider and we forget them basics, but you end up going back to them, okay? But this show is about evolving. It is about your greatness. It is about your health and your wellness. And that's why we have an array of topics. And we're open to many, 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 many more topics. I meet people every day. Come on in and care and share with us, you know, because each one teaches one. So you brought up a great importance of financial literacy. And there are people out there doing it. You know, you have a lot of there's a lot of people in the financial area, you know, insurance, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going back to that child, okay? I'm going back to the youth. Because when a child is of 7 years old, they don't want to know about no insurance. That's the furthest thing from their mind, but they like to count their money and know that they have it when they go to the mall or go shopping, right? So then you work on areas where they set up those accounts, you know, and understand how to move the money. When my daycare facility, you know, I always love the little ones, but all of my children knew how to read the Wall Street Journal, okay? They knew how to read it, and they could tell their parents. I said, tell your mama what if you're in the money or out the money, and let her know what stock you have, okay? So when they come across that again, they'll understand it. Okay, no, they knew the wall, they could read. They knew when they was in the money, when they were out of the money. I would take them to the brokerage stores. We went on those type of field trips, okay? so that you can understand. You can go anywhere, do anything, always operate in your greatness. And as we go through life, you know, like you say, most people don't care. It's something that you have to stand firm in. You know, people, you talk with people, but what are you doing? None of your business. I'm able to tell you about it. Because you don't need to know my business, okay? And what appears to be is not. And don't judge a book by its cover, okay? Don't judge a book by its cover, and don't judge a person by its color. Do you hear where I'm going with that? Because it depends on the community and dealing in this society. I mean, you're not supposed to know nothing about that kind of stuff, are you? Are you? So teach the babies. Each one teach one. Okay, each one teach one. And you're so right on it about the financial literacy. Now, there's organizations out there that are specifying just in that area. Or we, you know, with the organizations I deal with, we try to mix it up. You know, we like to mix it up because it's all in one big stew pot, okay? And sometimes when you eat that stew, you have to add some carrots in it or some sweet potatoes or some beef or whatever to make it taste a little bit different next week. But it's all the same stew pot, and how you understand how to use your spoon to stir and to dish it out. That comes at a young age. So thank you for reminding us of that. Now, do you know of an organization that's out there working in that direct area, or are they kind of like blending everything together? If you do, share it with us.
Well, I will share that with you probably the next time, because
okay.
I just spoke with a gentleman, and it's his own program. He's been doing this he was a professor. He came out of retirement, and
okay.
So he taught his students in college.
Okay.
You know, about financial literacy, but then he also wanted to make sure that he encompassed like the earlier ages and generations, so that they could understand what to do, because you really have to. You really, really have to. He is, though, bringing out a book called I think it's called Financial Literacy. I think that's the name of the book. So I will give you more information on that and update as time goes on, because it's still, it hasn't come out on the shelves yet. So he hasn't launched it. But once he does, I'll let you guys know what's, you know, where you can find it, where you can get it, that kind of thing, and, you know, any other tools that he may have, because I know he's going to be doing some workshops. And I'll tell you a little bit about that. So it was just a conversation I had just before I came on. I didn't want to, I was telling him that, you know, I'm on different platforms. I talk on your show. And I like to share information as I get it. So he was very open to that. But I was like, okay, I didn't think that I was going to say something about it today, but it was just, you know how the universe works, right?
That's what needs to be said. It has to come up,
exactly.
And it has to come up. Well, we're open to that. You know, we like to know what people are doing out there, because it's all about the collaboration and the blend. Because, I said, that soup has a lot of ingredients in it, okay? And we have to make sure that our youth don't catch colds, okay? So that means we have to feed them healthy. And it's many, many organizations out there that are working in particular areas. We sort of like the work, we focus on five areas. We stick to five. Well, actually, we have 10. But it's a beautiful thing when you can collaborate with others. See, it's about many in body, many, many people, but we all have to have the same mind. That's what makes it work. So as long as the persons are together and they're open and, you know, we like to sit back and throw that spaghetti on the campus and see how it ravels, okay, in a, how can I say it, a unified way, okay, so mm-hmm. that everyone is heard, everyone has their opinion, everyone brings something to the table. And I also, I'm a believer of those that come in and they get a little bit upset. You know, my philosophy is when love is no longer being served at the table, you get up and leave, okay? You either set your own table up or cook your own food. You get up and you leave. But before you go, it's really up to you what kind of dessert you want to leave them, okay? Because you know you got to leave them some kind of dessert. And that choice is up to you. You always leave something for them to think about. They might not hear you at that particular time, but somewhere down the line they'll remember as the young adults, you know, when our parents are talking to us and guiding us. We don't want to hear that stuff. But guess what? It comes back full circle because you remember it. As you grow and as you mature, you hear those words that came from your parents, whether they were good or bad, whether you wanted to listen to them or not. So that's why I like the young minds, not to shape them, but to wake them up, you know, because each individual has their own mind, but you have to wake them up. And they might not hear you for the next 10 years, but guess what? I know through experience, you know through experience, that it is settled back in. And that's what we're here to do. It's about each one, teach one. I'm glad you brought up that money stuff. You know, you have a lot of kids that don't even, well, in a minute, we won't be needing checkbooks after when all this changed, but they don't even know how to set up an account and put their little 50 cent in it every week, okay?
Yeah. Or do they know how to count change? They don't even know how they don't even know how you can go to, you know, a restaurant and offer, you know, pay for it in cash. And
yes.
If the machine is broken or doesn't give them the correct amount, they don't know how to count out the amount to give you back if there's
okay.
no other way than the cash register saying something or a machine telling them what to do. They can't count, like, if, you know, if it was $18.31, they don't
right.
know how to count, and you gave a $20 bill, let's say, in this situation, they don't know what change to give you because they don't know how to count it out.
So
unless it says, unless it says, you know, what is it, $2.69
right,
or something
right.
like that, right?
Right.
Or dollar, wait a minute. $1.69. You don't even know how to do that because you don't know how to count. They don't know how to count it out. And I know currency is going to be obsolete in a minute, you know, as we're changing to this digital platform, and they won't need to necessarily, but as currency is still part of our world, you need to know how to do that. I mean, you know, they're so used to taking the card, and the card's just going to take the you know,
right.
handle the transaction, that you don't need to know how to count, or you're just relying upon a machine to tell you, you know, the amount.
And that machine can make an error? Shoot. Mm-mm. You have to know both ways, okay? Same thing when the calculator came in. Use your calculator. I said, no, I'm going to use this calculator, but I'm going to use my hand and my head, too, because the calculator is only going to push out what I punch in, okay? And if I punch in a 9 and it should have been a 5, okay, then I got an error here. So they need to know both ways of setting that up. And thank you, and I spoke about that because I was mentioning to you, you know, how I see a lot of young adults and they give you a change back and they stack everything up and give it to you. No. Count it to me. You're protecting yourself. You're dealing with money. You count that money 3 times. When you count it out the door, you count it back to me, you count it to yourself. And if there's a witness up here, I can't come back and say you cheated me out of $20. Okay, I've been dealing with money a long time, and there's people out there that look for that. But after you mentioned that they don't know how, I never thought of that. Okay? I said, no, baby, don't give it to me. y'all at one time. No, count it back to me so we can make sure that the transaction is right. But if they can't tell them, and if the computer or the register go down, we just both in trouble, right? Is that what you're saying? No, we have to do
something
about it.
Well, I mean, no, and I've been in that situation, and they said, well, I can't give you your change back. And I'm like, well, why can't you? And they don't want to say that they don't know how to count the money out. They will just say that they just can't give it to you.
Mm.
And that, you know, in business, that doesn't work because
no.
If I didn't have it, you would be out, you know what I mean? I couldn't purchase what I needed to purchase if I didn't have the full amount, right?
Right.
So now that I have the full amount, you shouldn't be able to keep my money because you don't
know
how to do something.
You're right. No.
So,
and if I want to leave you a tip, I'll leave you a tip if I choose to do so. But I'm not leaving you no tip because you can't count. Okay? You pointed that out because I never thought of it that way. It's like, no, count it back, count it back. But if they don't know how to count it back, okay, we got work to do. Okay? I don't care what's changing and what time it is. The basics never change. And once you learn those basics, you can make it slot anywhere you want to take it, okay? So here we go again. Back to our babies, okay? Whether they want to listen or not. You know, some workshops, they say, we don't want to go in that crazy lady workshop no more. Yeah, because I tell them to listen, sit down, because I'm not repeating myself. And those of you who don't want to listen to it, you can leave now because I'm not repeating myself. It just depends on the situation. But because we all have experienced these events and we got brain fog, no thinking, some thinking at every other day thinking, you work it a little bit different. You know, you have a little bit more empathy out there. Like I said, nothing is being done the way that it was done before. And I'm going to read this again. Because I read it at the opening of the show, and it says, no matter what the circumstances, you should never concede defeat. Never conclude that you have reached a dead end, that everything is finished. You possess a glorious future. And precisely because of that, you must persevere and study. Life is eternal. We need to focus on the two existences of the present and the future and not get caught up in the past. We must also have a spirit to begin anew from this moment, to initiate a new struggle each day. Now, do we initiate those struggles or don't we? As a matter of fact, we welcome struggles because struggles make you grow, you know? They really do. If everything was easy and smooth, you get lazy and too comfortable. So you need to initiate that struggle. So, again, I say we got some work to do out here. I'm so glad, Tiffany, with an eye, you brought up that financial literacy. I want to hear more about the gentleman and his program. You know, like I said, it's about everybody blending in the stew pot. But it has
exactly.
to be many in body and one in mind. You've got to be of the
and
same
that's,
mind.
That's
yet.
True. Yes, and there's so many like-minded people out there now that are coming together, wanting to collaborate, wanting to, you know, put information out there so that people do have the knowledge to make better choices. You don't have to make the same choice that your parents did or your grandparents did. You can choose to do something different.
Yeah.
If you have the knowledge. So,
it's
I'm a firm believer of that.
Yes, yes. But some people, you know, and everybody, you know, they have their some people, their pride and their privacy. You have to understand that. Some people are not open, you know, to laying all the butter on the cornbread, as we will say. So they'll go sort of like around the bush. And if you're caught into understanding halfway what they're talking about and you want to waste your energy to figure it out and you have time to do it, then you deal with them. But a lot of, we're just healing, you know, and it's all a part of a healing process. And we all got our pain, okay? And nobody is perfect, okay? But in order to make things work, we have to learn how to unite because it takes many in body. but one in mind. So if it's about the children, whatever they need, bring it together, put that pot on the stove and make that stew, okay? Can't have any division. You can't have any jealousy. We don't compete, you know. But if you stop and think about it, everybody is your competitor, but you your worst competitor. So you're so busy competing with yourself, you can't recognize nobody else and don't have time for nobody. I know I do. You know, no one can compete with me because I'm something to compete with. And my focus is on me. Okay, I can't compete out there. I'm trying to find out who I am today and what day it is, okay, when you really get down to it. But the financial literacy is very important. So he teaches adults. He's taught, older.
He just retired a few months ago, I think, and he got his doctorate in education and decided to be a professor. And for the last, I guess, 23 plus years, that's what he's been doing. And he very transparent with it. You know, he would let them know about his life. So he, you know, on the screen would be in his, you know, some of his personal information. And it's not to be fearful of it. It's just to understand that it's there. There are reasons why it was there. Like, you know, at the time that one class he was teaching, he had gone through a divorce. So when you're looking at some of his personal information, you're like, wow. But that's because he went through a divorce. And he's, like I said, very transparent. So he showed them that. And then he shows you how to make that situation better if need be. You know, like everybody goes through things. It's just life. But there's always a solution to making it better. And that's what we have to know. And I know, you know, it's been tough for some cultures in general to just, you know, change the mindset of how they think about money, how they think about finances. But the time like is now, because everything's so open, everybody, there's always all this free discussion in conversation about it, so to take the fear, I guess, out of it. But I strongly suggest that people do that and understand it, you know, so that you can teach your children. I mean, because there's things coming up that I didn't even know, and I didn't gain the knowledge from my parents. I gained the knowledge from being in school and learning, but. You also, you know, we have the nice theme today of seeking. You know, you want to seek those things that that are going to better you. Seek those things.
Yes.
So, and not be afraid of them, because, you know, we all have things that have happened in our lives. I don't think anyone has not had a happenstance or a situation, you know, gone south or whatever. I mean, things happen. But it's how we deal with them and how we choose to deal with them makes the difference. So, and I, like I said, I went through a little process of educating myself in some things and understanding tools and how they work, financial tools and how they worked to benefit me in years to come or benefit me now, depending on what it is that I want to do. So, you know, I would strongly suggest that, you know, people just learn about it, educate yourself so that you can have the knowledge. And if it's not what you want it to be, you can change it. That's the wonderful thing about life, right? You can always change what exists.
Well,
you don't have to accept it.
Right. You take opportunities and you set yourself up with options. It's about opportunity and options. Because when this sidewalk cracks over here on the left, you can hop the fence and go jump on the sidewalk on the right. Okay. So, but you have to know when the sidewalk is cracking, put it that way. And if you haven't experienced those things or or no one has given you that story. That's why mentorship is so important. See, our youth need to hear the stories, okay, and they need to hear the stories from all walks of life, because I will share this and I will say this. Once you learn the basics, you can ride the wave any way it goes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know the basics. The foundation, if it's laid and it's laid correctly, you're unswayable. You will not allow yourself to be blown around like the eight winds. And, you know, again, I love that eight wind analogy. And I'm going to mention it as prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasance. That's the eight winds that we allow ourselves to get blown around with. But I refuse to be a leaf on a tree branch, okay? I refuse to be. I'm going to be holding on to that string whenever that wind starts blowing, because it can go in any direction. So that was a foundation that was given to me, and it was the basics that you will be able to ride any road. Even people are scratching their heads saying, that didn't knock her down. No, because that's just one of the eight winds blowing, okay? And I like sunshine and seeing the sun come up over the mountaintop. But it's interesting. We have to be adventurous, and we have to take chance. We have to take risks. But you have to have a basic that's been given to you. And once that basic has been given to you, it's up to you to what you want to do with it. So our job, our mission, or I'm going to move it into a bow, because a bow is different, is that we put as much out there as we can. Who grabs it, take what you can use, and let the rest go, okay? But take the opportunity. Take the opportunity. Yeah, they don't have to turn the doorknob on me. Just show me the door. I put on those knee boots and kick it in if I need to, okay? Kick it in. And if you have partners or a team that you're working with, you tell the team, okay, we're getting ready to go walk in the mud now. So take off the ankle boots and put on the knee boots, because we're getting ready to step deep into this mud. And those who don't mind putting on the knee boots and don't mind getting their toes with a little mud in it, that's your team. But unless you find persons that you surround yourself with that's willing to do that, then you are your team. And that's not a selfish way, because as Beyonce say in Freedom, a winner don't quit on themselves, okay? They don't. So I started it in the beginning. I'll take it out at the end, say a little bit more of it, because I kind of like it, you know, because that's the actual truth. And I want to state to you, Tiffany, with an eye, see it, do it, change it and complete it. We are so glad that you came on and you brought this topic up, because it is an important topic, and our babies are hurting out there, okay? We're hurting in one way or the other, so you know they're doing a double hurt, okay? They don't really know what's going on. No stories, different way of doing things. It's a different time. It's a different fact. Everything is done differently, but I will say this, the basics never change. So would you agree with me on that?
I would.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put on this song, play a little bit of my freedom. I play Left Search of it, because, you know, we do the music and the method here, and just listen to it. But before we go, can you give us some self-care? You know, you're always about that self-care.
Well, you know, the thing that has been resonating, rest and relaxation throughout, no matter, you know, if I read about it, hear about it, everyone's, you know, talking about rest and relaxation because of all the stuff that has been going on energetically with the planets. And, you know, some of us have some big things to do, right? And some shoes to fill that are pretty big in our purposes. So when you can, take that time to rest and relax and rejuvenate so that you can have the energy to continue. So that's what I will say as we close out.
Well,
and I'll leave you with that.
I like that. And while you resting and relaxing, set up your wires or your barbed wire fences or your wooden fences or whatever you need to do and set your boundaries, okay? Because you can rest and relax all you want to, but if you allow everyone to come in and upset your boundaries, it's like you haven't done anything at all. You're still doing it to them. Rest and relaxation. Those are two words. I'm going to say rest, relaxation, and reinvent yourself. Understand your greatness. Step into your greatness. Stay there. And don't forget to take others with you on that note. We're going to say good evening, Tiffany Winn and I. We love you. Just listen to a part of this song, and we'll talk about what you think about it. And I love you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Financial literacy for our babies and for the adults, too, because, you know, we work with youth and adults. And we do this because we have to keep ourselves in balance. So we have to stay encouraged and clear-headed so we can encourage and give it to you. Because when you light a candle for another, your path becomes brighter and wider. I love you. Thank you, Tiffany, with the night. Listen in.
Thank you.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep
collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.